This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis region has lost a former police officer and religious leader who inspired many. The Reverend Carl Smith, a retired St. Louis police officer, died late last week of COVID-19. His family and friends are struggling to deal with the loss of a father and mentor while praying for his wife, who also has the disease. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports.
When the Reverend Carl Smith preached his last sermon in front of congregants at the New Beginning Missionary Baptist Church on March 22nd, he told members of his congregation, because of the stay-at-home orders, they might not see each other for a while.
I just want to thank God for allowing us to assemble this morning, because I don't know when we will assemble again.
Within a week, Smith and his wife, Geraldine, began coughing badly and became very ill. On April 1st, Smith told his children that he had tested positive for the coronavirus. His daughter, Nia, initially thought he was joking because he was such a trickster.
We were like, "Ah, Dad, stop playing with us." And he's like, "No, I have it." And then a few hours later, my mother's test came back positive as well.
Smith left the hospital, but later became so sick that he had to return. His wife was admitted too. They went to different hospitals because that's where beds were available. He died late last week. His wife is out of intensive care, but is still recovering. Nia says her father's death shook the entire family. And while her mother is getting better, the illness still has them worried.
It's very challenging. And then, you know, not having our mother here with us, knowing that she's still, you know, fighting for her life, you know, even with the improvements, it's still hard to not have her present.
Carl and Geraldine Smith would have celebrated 37 years of marriage this summer. For 22 of those years, Carl Smith was an officer for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. After he retired, he served as president of the St. Louis Association of Retired Police Officers until his death. His four adult children remember him as a kind man who often brought at-risk children to live with the family. He wanted to give them a better life. Smith also wanted to serve his community. Sergeant Heather Taylor, president of the Ethical Society of Police, says he mentored other officers and was a champion of community policing.
He was just there for people, and we always took from him. We always took his strength, his wisdom. And he always gave guidance, and he mentored so many people of all demographics.
Even as an officer, Carl Smith was preaching full-time. He led New Beginning Missionary Baptist Church for 22 years, welcoming the young and helping church members mourn their loved ones when they died. The Reverend Lyndon Bowie, a friend for 28 years, says Smith's death presents a challenge for many who knew him. How to grieve someone who spent years teaching others how to cope with death.
When it hit, I was numbed, but you have to come out of it because you realize that there are individuals who are looking for some sense of direction and hope through all of this.
Nia and her three siblings find his death difficult, but they're comforted by memories of how he celebrated life with them and others.
We were at an awards ceremony hosted by Harrisville State University, and I was being honored. And him and my mom, they just got to dancing. And it was just so exciting to, you know, just watch them dance and have fun and be youthful.
A candlelight vigil for the Reverend Carl Smith will be held at 7 p.m. Thursday at New Beginning Missionary Baptist Church in Woodson Terrace. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.